Pedro, talk a little bit about what you want to come in and establish here in the interview on the track.
Well, first, I just want to come in. I want to stay on track. I want to focus on one thing only, and that's competing here at the Combine. I mean, just going, being the best worker I can be, and just let everybody know what I came here to do and what type of business person I'm here for.
Descriptions about your game have been all over the world. Calvin Johnson comparisons to AJ Green. Tell us what a team would get in you as a wide receiver.
I mean, one thing that a team would get coming from me would be just hard work. I mean, just using my physically abilities and being that type of athlete that I can be and just showing everybody what I've been doing the past few years and how I am on the field and just working hard to be the best I can be and just giving them my all.
Dorial, can you explain your decision to forego your final years of eligibility to enter the draft?
I mean, personal-wise, I mean, I just felt like it's the best decision for me and my family. So I just felt like that, I mean, I have a lot of things going on for me in my life that I just need to overcome the past. That's the past. I'm just here to do one thing only, is to come out here and handle business. I mean, that's the one thing that I regret. I mean, all the things that I've been through, that's one thing that I look forward to, and I just want to just think about all the stuff that's happened in the past and just not look back to it and just to focus on one thing and be a better person. I mean, all the decisions I make, I wish I could take it back. I mean, it's happened. I mean, I was young. I made mistakes. I understand that. And I just want to focus on one thing and just look forward to just this draft and focus on being the best I can be. Repeat that again. Well, because I know what's at stake. I mean, I know what type of person I am, and I understand, like, what the NFL is looking forward to me and the person. And I just want them to know that I'm going to go out there and give my all, show everybody what I'm capable of doing, and just to focus on just being the best player I could be.
I'll be back to recruiting process. I repeat, you and your family had a big part in the discussions and decisions. Can you talk about, tell us a little bit about the discussions you've had with your family deciding to go pro this year instead of?
I mean, personal-wise, I just felt like, I mean, going through the whole recruiting process, it was a hard thing. I mean, being a Missouri guy, staying home, you know, that was a big respect level for me, and it was just a family atmosphere. So I felt like this decision of me coming out this year was just a personal-wise, just for my family, just felt like it was best for us. I mean, the opportunity is here. I want to take advantage of the opportunity and try to just be the best I can be.
Do you feel like those mistakes have cost you a little bit in your draft stock? Because everybody says you're top five talent.
Yes, I do feel like those mistakes have put me back. But, I mean, just taking the opportunities now and just not thinking about that past and just trying to, like, look forward to it, just taking all the things that I've been through, going to Oklahoma, doing everything the right way, doing what I was supposed to do down there, just, you know, just taking those opportunities and just making the best out of it, maturing, doing all that, spending my time with the coaches, with the players, more hours in study hall, just doing all that stuff personal-wise, make me a better person. I mean, there's a lot of great receivers in the draft. I mean, I'm not just going to stand up here and just say I'm the best receiver. I just want to stay humble and I just want to compete. I mean, that's one thing that I'm going to do is compete against all the receivers and try to outwork every last one of them.
Do you think playing one more year of college football could have helped you repair your reputation?
Yes, one more year could have prepared me. It could have boosted my draft stock a lot higher, but I just felt like personal-wise, this was the best opportunity. So I just want to be able to just take that with me and just be able to learn from all my mistakes and mature and be the best.
What was Saturday like for you this past year, not being able to
play? I mean, it was tough. It was tough to put on me from all my teammates. It was tough to be able to watch them be in that position and not have me around to be able to play those games for me. But, like, just looking from the outside in, I mean, I've realized a lot of things that was going on. I matured in that. I was there for my teammates at all time, even though I was there at Oklahoma for that period of time. I was always that type of teammate and I always encouraged them and tried to help them out to be able to win games. I mean, it's very tough for me. I mean, it's tough for me to stand up here and be able to speak in front of all you guys because I haven't spoken in the past year. So it's very tough for me to just take that chance that I had last year, just sit out and not speak and just be able to just focus on the things that I need to focus on off the field.
It was reported that you were so close to Jay Norvell at OU that if he would have stayed, you would have stayed. Is that true?
I mean, necessarily, I mean, Coach Jay Norvell was a great coach. He's always been for me. I love the OU. I love the OU coaching staff. I just love OU, period. They have my respect. They've been there for me since day one. So I just felt like none of this is based off anything that happened to OU. I will be having my pro day back at Oklahoma on March 11th, and I will be attending every last drill.
Doriel, did you feel like you were a good teammate at Missouri? You talked about being a good teammate, being there for those guys at Oklahoma. Did you feel like there was something that was missing at Missouri?
I missed all my teammates at Missouri. I was always there for them at Missouri, like I am at OU. Like, both OU and Oklahoma are both families for me now, and I'm still going to be a part of their family.
Doriel, you were a good teammate while you were there?
Yes, sir. I felt I was a great teammate at Missouri, and I was a great teammate at Oklahoma.
Doriel, when you transferred to Oklahoma, did you expect that the NCAA would let you play this year?
I mean, we had hopes that hopefully the NCAA was letting me play, but, I mean, opportunities there. I mean, everything just didn't fall in the right hands. I mean, it wasn't anything that I could just sit on and be angry or upset about. I just had to just accept it and move on from that and just focus on the things that I need to focus on.
Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, podium A.
I mean, it helped preparing EJ Gaines a lot with me and LaDamian that following year, my sophomore year, because, I mean, in the league, there was a lot of guys that was going to be the same size as us, and we just wanted to prepare him to play against those guys and just get as many reps as possible going against him, because he was one of the best corners that was in college football since I've been in college.
But you personally, how do you use your size?
I felt like on the field, I used my size just to take advantage of it, just to help guys try to get better, try to better myself, no matter who it was. And just like EJ, like, we've had times at practice where win-wins would keep going on in practice. I felt like I bettered him and he bettered myself.
What's your plan to convince NFL teams that they can trust you?
Maturing, pretty much just maturing, showing them what I've done the past years, my Oklahoma time, just showing them how much mature I've grown up from all this situation, just taking advantage of it and not looking back.
So, is 37 a good weight for you? I mean, pretty much Calvin Johnson's size, height, and weight. Is that a good number?
I feel like it's a good number. I feel like it's a good number for me. As long as I'm still being able to run as fast as I can and still getting great times, I feel like that's a good spot.
What do you hope to rush for?
I mean, I'm disappointed in myself for the mistakes that I've did at Missouri. I mean, I wish I could still finish out there, still been a home guy, stayed in Missouri. I mean, I regret all the mistakes that I've done. I still respect Missouri, and I still respect everyone that's still at Missouri, all the players and all the coaches.
How much contact have you had with Coach Pinkel in the last year throughout this process?
I mean, I understand Coach Pinkel's a busy man. I mean, we talk every now and then. I still communicate with all the coaches at Missouri. I mean, they still have my best interest. I'm still there to support them. I still keep in touch with most of the guys on the team just to congratulate them on their wins. Since I sat out, I got to watch Oklahoma and Missouri's play, so I was still that type of teammate that's always still been there for them. I mean, I'm not going to get into detail about the mistakes that I've had. I mean, obviously, the past is the past, and I'm not trying to look back to that. I'm just trying to focus on one thing, and being a better person, a better teammate, and a better person off the field.
Those allegations, last question.
I mean, about that, I proved that I'm a better person by, I mean, just showing them how mature I've grown. This past few months have been real tough for me. I mean, missing the whole season, missing playing with my teammates, and just missing football, period. Just looking from the outside in, seeing things that I've never seen before, I just want to take advantage of that and just make sure that I'm going to be there for all my teammates and make sure that I'm still going to be the best guy I can be off the field and try to show everybody that I'm capable of doing those things.
All right, thanks, guys.